So hi everybody, probably what I'm going to tell you is something you already all know about it, but given I need to tell it again, probably we need to repeat it to ourselves more often. So but first let me dispel one myth. I have lost count of how many times I had to answer in interviews or the like the question or the comment, Debian release cycles are not predictable. Well, that's the myth. The facts are rather different. So if you look at the last three release cycles, so meaning that if you look back 7 years, which is quite a bit, even for a project as old as Debian, we've been releasing with cycles that lasted for 22 months for Edge, 22 months for Lenny, 24 months for Squeeze. We don't know yet for Wheezy, but if you look at this, we've been releasing with an average of 22.66 with a pretty low variance. Okay, so this is not true that our release cycles are not predictable. At least if you look back 7 years, it's not the case. But we have a risk. So we have frozen on a date, on a schedule for Wheezy. We decided the height of time, the date of the freeze. But we have a risk, the risk of having a very long freeze. And that poses problem. In some sense, it poses problem because we will increase the variance of our release cycles. But that's not a big deal. The big deal is that as long as our state archive is frozen, well, the development we could do on new packages is slowed down or blocked altogether. And this frustrates the enthusiasts we do have in the project. In the end, if we keep this state for a long time, we will reduce our ability to attract people who want to innovate. Second point, it makes our software obsolete, even for Debian standards. Okay? Third point, it increases the maintenance burden. It will increase the period of time in which we need to support software, which for security reasons, for instance, for infrastructure reasons, that's a problem. It will breed develop flames. So we know from experience that the longest the freeze, the largest the flames on develop. And also something which I forget to mention here, we do have quite a bit of so-called rolling releases which are based on Debian. And they're using the Debian because testing for them is a very useful device. The period in which testing is frozen changes quite a bit the semantic of testing, so it will make problems for them. We have seen all this during the Sarge cycle, for those of us who are old enough to have been there, and I don't think we want to see it again. So the solution, well, no. The state of Wheezy today is like this. So there are people posting periodic reports on Planet about this. This is a blog post from Richard Arkman. And the state is a couple of days ago was like 366 release critical bugs that are affecting Wheezy, and that number needs to go down to zero in order for us to release. And you have 220 that are affecting both Wheezy and stable, some with patches, some with not, et cetera, some that need help migrating, and all these different cases you can imagine. So the solution, well, JFDRCB, just fix the damn release critical bug. Okay, that's pretty easy. The recipe is very simple. And actually, there is margin for help for a lot of different skill set. So every morning, before the coffee, okay, load two URLs. One is bugs.debian.org /release critical. It's probably the most often accessed URL in my browser. The second one is udd.debian.org/bugscgi. If you go at the bottom of the page, you will find different views on the number of release critical bugs that suit your abilities. Okay? Then, if you're packaging unrelated stuff, if you're working on packages which do not help releasing right now, please think about postponing that for a while and help other fix RC bugs. Of course, you're free to work on what you want. But if you don't do that, well, in the end, it will strike back on you too. Okay? Because the work you're doing, the exciting work you're doing, cannot enter the archive until we have released. If you submit patches, review patches submitted by others, do NMUs, welcome NMUs. I won't start again with my comments on NMUs, but that's a powerful device, and it's working. Let others know that you're working on RC bugs, like Gregor is doing with periodic posts on Planet Debian.org, which is great. And then you can also think about organizing a bug squashing party near you. Okay, this requires only organization skill, nothing to do with technical, but it's very useful. And last thing, doing this, squashing RC bugs, is actually really funny. Okay, and I don't get why we don't advertise that much. I've been doing NMUs on a daily basis for 6 months during, I think, the squeeze release cycle, and it was really fun because you change the technology you're working on a daily basis. You get to know new stuff, and you are exposed to something which is the opposite of boredom. Thank you.